following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
People from all around are talking about how the new Refirm Now is changing their lives forever.
I lost 79 pounds. My energy has increased and I'm even more toned.
I believe this is the perfect product to give you the energy and motivation to lose weight. I actually cut my body fat in half.
Refirm Now is the biggest weight loss breakthrough in years. Helps with stress, more energy, fat burning, your appetite, and the best body toning ingredients.
I have never felt better. Just take the step and get to complete nutrition.
So if you want the strongest fat burner to hit the market since ephedrine, you need Refirm Now. Found only at Complete Nutrition. If you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
No, I don't think that. It's just minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Damon Day with you on this Tuesday. So glad that you're just in a regular routine now.
Very much so. Back to somewhat of a normal routine.
There you go. Waiting for summer, waiting for how many times have you had the sticks out lately? Because it's been so beautiful.
You know, I actually have not. I've gotten to play a couple holes, no rounds, no anything this evening. Myself and my partner, Russ Wemhoff, will see what we can do in the Kearney Golf League up at Meadowlark this evening.
The domination begins tonight.
I don't think so because I haven't played in so long. And it's going to be cold.
You're used to that.
Exactly.
You got the gear. You dress up in here.
Exactly. So, you know, I'm just waiting for summer. I'm just waiting for 94, can't breathe, fry an egg on your car seat. I'm just ready. It's just that time of year for me. I'm just done with all this other stuff. I mean, this morning it was, what, 38? Really? 38 degrees.
It was.
School's almost out and it's 38 degrees.
It was big coat day. I know that. It was definitely big coat day. Now, are you one of those guys that the first couple times out when you golf, it's pretty good because you forgot all the bad habits, or are you too good and that doesn't happen?
No. I think when you come out of the gates to start a golf season, just in my experience, is you don't have any swing thoughts really. You're just trying to make sure you make contact. I don't want to duff one or shank one. Or I know I went out and played a 14 at Meadowlark the other day, and I sprayed one right towards 13 green. So for any of you who have been around, and I didn't even go after it. That was one of those. I was just like, oh,
who hits one on the green?
Exactly. I was like, you know. So it was, Meadowlark's such a good course to walk. It's fun to get out there and just kind of, you know, it's just such a good walker's course that I just enjoy getting out there and walking a couple holes and getting it going.
What's wrong with you? See, there you go again, walking.
Yeah, I don't enjoy golf as much when I ride. I just really don't. It's just me. It's just a weird. Obviously,
you got a special Gatorade holder on your golf bag.
Oh yeah, I got the little bottle holder.
You got the itty bitty bag though with like 7 clubs in it, so it weighs like 13 ounces.
Yep, I'm that guy. I'm that carrying bag guy. But you know, I enjoy
wrong with that.
I enjoy carts like for 4-man scrambles and when you're out screwing around with your buddies and everything. Yeah. I enjoy a cart then, but you know, it's just time. It just needs to get there.
Are you walking tonight?
Yes, of course. Okay. Yes.
Coming up on the show today, Sean Callahan, HuskerOnline.com. We'll talk with him next segment about not only some recruiting and what's coming up after Memorial Day, Big Red Weekend, and things like that, but just his thoughts on the Huskers that were drafted and the free agent signings. A lot of free agent signings.
The draft did not do anything for the Big Ten.
Yeah.
The draft did nothing for the Big Ten.
We'll see. We'll see.
From a draft standpoint, just from a breakdown of looking at the draft.
It's been that way for a while, too. I do want to say that everybody says that if this was 5 years ago, 8 years ago, Carlos Hyde would have been a top 10 pick. Some of these, but you look at some of the studs, and as I'm watching it through the weekend, and even when it gets to, Jared Abadaris didn't go until Saturday? What? Chris Borland? What? What happened, by the way? Jeff, could you look up what happened to Max Bulla from Michigan State?
Undrafted.
Yeah, undrafted. Undrafted. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Potential Big Ten Player of the Year defensively. Got in a little bit of trouble, didn't play the bowl game. Find out where – he signed with the Texans. All right, then. Well, that's a good deal.
SEC Defensive Player of the Year.
Make the plays.
SEC Defensive Player of the Year. I take his personal whatever you want to decide. But he doesn't go to the seventh. So, I mean, the accolades and the awards and the All-American teams, you're right. They're looking for different – they're looking for athletes that can do certain types of things. You know, they're looking for that physicality more so than what they've already kind of accomplished. And, it's interesting just how the NFL's become a throwaway league. You got three and a half, four years, and that's on the high end – of a career span because they'll just recycle you through. And so it's very interesting to see where the NFL is going with this type of thing. The Clay Matthews seniors of the world who played for, 17 seasons, 15 seasons, something like that for the Browns, it just doesn't happen anymore. You can just think of guys, Terrell Davis, how fast did he go and come and go? Adrian Peterson, I think, is on the downside of his career. It's just
only because Minnesota stinks.
Only because he's just gotten hit that hard.
Well,
that's the thing. I think that people have become so bigger, faster, stronger. You're talking about, 310-pound linemen that can run it, a 40 in under 5 seconds and just unheard of. Speed and collision and everything else. It's just they are true gladiators, and they just that one's gone. Another one, kind of comes in. But I found it so interesting that just the Big Ten was nowhere to be found on draft night. Not besides Dennard from
Michigan State.
That's all anybody wanted to talk about, and it just amazed me. What, Texas didn't have anybody drafted for the first time in 20-some years, and it's just interesting to see the way of that they're strictly now going by pure athletic skill. They're not even – it doesn't even seem like what you did in college even matters. More so it's what you've done in the combine. And I hate, the tape don't lie, No, in my – for me, watching it and studying it as much as I have and looking at all the different types of things, it's starting to be a showcase league. It's starting to go to be a combine league. Because Michael Sam doesn't go in the seventh round if it's a tape league, if you're going by tape.
And you can't measure heart in a combine either.
Right. I don't know. I think the NFL, for all its greatness and everything else, it's going to burn – they're going to – it's going to eventually burn themselves out.
Our research staff, which is Jeff, tells me that there were 96 underclassmen that went in the draft this year compared to 47 from last year. I always wonder if there are some staffs that are leery of taking underclassmen because they don't feel that they're fully developed, not necessarily physically, but mentally and things like that. Of course, the big question is, Cleveland Brown fan, are you happy? Starting with Johnny Manziel and everything else.
No, No, they need to do a lot better than some fancy maneuvering on draft day and whatnot to for me to start to feel like, you know, that I have any trust in the Cleveland Browns organization at all. At all. And really, I mean, we just hitched our wagon to a 5'10" prima donna that really, I mean, this isn't Russell Wilson who can, you know, is articulate and intelligent and whatnot. We went with the ultimate cowboy gunslinger. I don't know what you want to call it, you know, just a complete wild card. And then Jim Haslam from his prison cell says, Brian Hoyer's the starter. Great job. So, no, as a Browns fan, you know what, all their maneuvering and everything else, great, so be it. Nothing was answered.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can email the program anytime to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, and you can always tweet us at ESPN1460-1550.
But I do like the fact that it is bringing the Cleveland Browns to the discussion. I mean, you don't talk about the Browns very often. Yeah, and now everybody's got to say something about the Browns. I love how everybody, it's Berea, Ohio. Some people are calling it Barrera. Some other news guys are talking. You know what? That's how bad the Browns are that the national pundits and the national sports media can't even pronounce what city they're in for their spring.
So what city is it?
It's Berea.
Berea.
Not Berea.
Berea.
Berea, Ohio.
Okay.
Yeah.
Our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Which NFL team would you most like to see on this year's HBO series, Hard Knocks? We give you three choices, and then you can also email a different choice. I mean, if it's your favorite team, fine. But of these three, they all have intriguing storylines. Seattle Seahawks, defending world champions. St. Louis Rams, in the toughest division in football, and of course, then you've got the Michael Sam story, or the Cleveland Browns, where they would follow Johnny Manziel and the undertakings of this new coaching staff. The Browns, the Rams, the Seahawks, or someone else? Which NFL team would you like to see on HBO's Hard Knocks? There's a lot of folks that love the Hard Knocks series, maybe only six or eight programs, but they love it. Of course, I'm sure you'd love to see the Browns.
Nah. I don't want to see that train wreck.
No, I want to see the train wreck.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick the Browns out of this because I don't want the over-sensationalism of the Michael Sam story, so I don't want to see the Rams. Seattle, they're good. You get Richard Sherman. I don't know how much you'd get out of that, although you would probably get a lot of Pete Carroll, who knows how to kind of handle the media. I think he could play it up. Jeff Fisher would be fine with the Rams. I don't know that a first-year coach needs any more distractions, so I would imagine Cleveland says no to this. But that's what I
No, I think Cleveland says yes. I think Cleveland says, you know what? Watch us in all of our glory. You guys, no one's paid attention to us.
What about the other five shows?
What's that?
After the first show, what are they
going
to do?
Exactly.
All our glory.
You know, there's nothing. We've done nothing since the 60s AFL. I hope the Browns do it because the Browns are a train wreck and they deserve to have everybody see how. Everybody else should join in the Browns fans. Sympathy. You will feel sorry for all of us Brown fans when you see how futile they are with their decision making. I think it'd be awesome. I want the Browns on there.
Our question yesterday, what do you think the ruling should have been in the Yu Darvish bid for a perfect game? The David Ortiz pop-up that the shortstop or right fielder should have caught fell in between them. By book, it's an error. 73% said it should have been ruled an error, and 27% said a hit. What that did is it allowed Darvish to extend his no-hitter until a single from Ortiz with two outs in the bottom of the ninth. But vote on our Midtown Mark Cooler question anytime at ESPNSuperstation.com. This comes from John and Carney. It always starts out, I feel so sorry for Coach Day. Manziel, really? Sorry, Coach. I can send you my Prozac that I don't need anymore being a Raiders fan. When you've been bad for that long, you just become numb to everything. That should be the Pro Bowl game. Browns, Raiders. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show. Sean Callahan joins us after this.
Johnson Law. There's a saying that the best time to plant a tree is yesterday. Hey, Central Nebraska, this is Greg Sharp. You can't turn back the clock, so don't wait. Go green with Johnson Lawn and Landscape. Johnson's team of designers will meet your needs and exceed your expectations, whether residential or commercial, with a vast array of landscaping options. Stay ahead of the clock. Call Johnson Lawn and Landscape now or on the web at johnsonlandscape.net.
Johnson Lawn and Landscape. Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino. You can call it plain Kino. My point is this. We aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different. The menu is different. Atmosphere is different. Everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in. Let the games begin.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunny skies in our forecast for today. It's expect breezy north winds with high temperatures in the low 60s. And we'll have partly cloudy skies tonight with a chilly low down to 35. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Sam Donaisky. Right now it's 52.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this program. Coming up a little bit later on, we're going to catch up with Pleasanton track coach Randy Bauer. The districts start tomorrow. A and D are tomorrow. Kearney High will be hosting. Grand Island is at that district as well. We will be at districts in Wilcox and Broken Bow, bringing you updates throughout the day here on ESPN Radio and on Classic Hits 98.9. To talk about what's going on with district track, and then Thursday, it's BNC. We'll be talking with Wood River, and also we will be at other spots like Loop City and glorious spots like that. So there you go.
Did you run track?
When I was little, I didn't do high school track. It looked too hard. You?
No.
No. There you go. Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda, Damon Day, and Sean Callahan of Husker Online. Our TNL Husker Recruiting Update brought to you by TNL Irrigation Systems. See your local TNL dealer. Sean, were you a trackster?
Yeah, I was. I basically ran the 400. That was my only race I did. I was like a 54, 50, high 53, low 54 guy. You know, decent, but nothing to get to state in Class B or anything like that. But kind of just did something to compete in high school in the spring, and I always ran track.
This is Damon Day. What's a good time? What's a good time in the 400?
I think when I was there to qualify in Class B, you had to be in the high 52s, maybe low 53s.
And the 400's one lap, right? One full lap?
And, you know, the guy that would win Class B is typically 50, 51. There might be a 49. So, it's definitely an endurance and speed race. I mean, it's I would say the 800 and the 400 are the two races that are the hardest. I mean, those are the two that you had to have the endurance, the strength, and the speed.
Well, the current best time in Class B in the 400 is 48.7, Mark Jaretsky of Columbus Lakeview. And if you ran 50.6, you're in the top six in Class B going into districts tomorrow. When I did go out for track, one of the reasons I found out that it wasn't for me is they stuck me in the 3200 and I got lost. So, you know, I just don't know exactly what happened there. Let's talk football, though. Sean Callahan's with us. Sean, Nebraska, three kids drafted, and then a bunch signing free agent contracts. And I guess the pleasant surprise is that Spencer Long, I think, was selected a lot quicker than many people thought he would be.
Yeah, you know, Spencer was the second guard, I believe, taken in the draft. And I think you know, going into the year, if he was healthy all the way through, it's probably where he would have went. And I think there were a lot of questions, though, with the injury. But I think Washington clearly saw a lot that they liked in him. He's a no-nonsense, very intelligent guy, hardworking guy. That's almost a can't-miss type of player that's going to work his butt off in the program once he gets into the pros. And I think that played a big factor in him going to the Redskins, because they've got that quarterback, RG3, and they really need to protect him.
What did you think about where Stanley Jean and Quincy landed? And just besides Spencer, do you think these three guys got a good fit for where they're going?
Yeah, I think Stanley, you read the Saints said that he was basically their top target on the board at that point. So it kind of came down to, we're going to take a guy that we had almost a first-round grade on in the late second round, and he was available. So I do think that will be a good fit for him in the long run. And it sounds like he'll have a pretty good chance to start there. Quincy Nunwa, you know, that's an interesting one because he went fairly late in the draft, you know, where they kind of originally thought he was going to go. I think some people thought maybe he'd go a little higher. And the Jets took a number of receivers in the draft and in free agency. So he's going to have a battle to kind of get one of those top six spots. But could he play like a hybrid role? You know, he's a guy that could almost be like a tight end or, you know, kind of like what Niles Paul's doing right now for the Redskins.
You know, as you kind of change it over to recruiting in the draft and the Huskers bringing in guys, is the lack of success by the Big Ten in the NFL draft, is that something that Nebraska has to over-recruit on, the fact that the Big Ten is not having the same success as some of these other conferences?
Well, they weren't too far off. I mean, the SEC obviously had a great year, but I don't think the Big Ten, you know, this year, their draft was horrible. I mean, I think it was right there with all the other leagues. Just the ACC was number two, and I think the Big Ten was right there in the mix. But you also got to factor in the ACC and now the SEC have, I believe, 14 teams. So you have two extra teams in your league, which, you know, you're going to probably have four or five more draft picks with two more teams in your league in some given year. So it's hard to compare total numbers when the Big 12 has 10 teams, the SEC has 14, et cetera. But it's clear the SEC does have, obviously, as we know, the best talent. And I don't think the Big Ten's too far behind. You start to look ahead to next year. Randy Gregory, Shalit Calhoun from Michigan State. These are all guys right now that are looking to be, you know, top first rounders. The Brandon Sheriff kid at Iowa will be a first rounder. So I do feel like the Big Ten is going to always have its consistent, you know, 4 to 6 first rounders.
Talk with Sean Callahan here on ESPN Radio's Doug and Daddy Show from Husker Online. Man, I was saying, what happened to Max Bull? Are there some guys that just sitting in Chicago last year, I would have thought John Urschel went real late in the draft. Any surprises?
Yeah, I was a little surprised on Bola, but, you know, he had that incident right before the bowl game where he was suspended and didn't get a play in the Rose Bowl, and, you know, that made things pretty tough, I think, on his stock. But he's not the tallest guy, doesn't have the best measurables, not going to run the best 40. So I think those things all kind of went against a guy like Bola on top of what happened at the end of the year. But, yeah, you look at Texas, it was kind of funny. They didn't have a single guy drafted, and then the quarterback that they kind of ran off from SMU, now he gets drafted, and Texas's other quarterbacks, none of them get drafted at all to play. So I do think, it's interesting to see some of these big-name guys that you and I all think would get drafted, and then they don't end up getting drafted. And, Texas was kind of the one, you know, when you look at the number of highly recruited guys they had on that roster, to not have a single draft pick, I think it shows you why they made a coaching change there in Austin.
Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda, Damon Day, Sean, and Kit Callahan with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Is she fired up about this draft?
Yeah, my wife decided not to get home till pretty late, so she just walked in the door to take Kit off my hands there.
Well, great to hear. We always love seeing some of her pictures. Let's get back to the free agent signings. There was a lot of Huskers that signed deals. Now, some of these are no more than guys that are going to show up at camp and be among the first cuts. Others have legitimate shots at making teams. How would you break down who's got a chance, who's a long shot out of this group?
Well, you know, Taylor Martinez is the one that everyone wants to know. I think it's just a matter of how they utilize him in Philadelphia, what role he'll have. I think offense, definitely. I don't see him being a defensive guy, whether that's a receiver or an all-purpose guy. We know quarterback is going to be tough for him to even get in the mix at Philadelphia with the quarterbacks they already have. If he can get onto a practice squad, I think that would be a success for Taylor Martinez, just to get in a system for a year and show his ability to an NFL staff. A couple other guys, I think Jeremiah Searles, Brett Qualley, both so smart and intelligent. You would think that, one of those guys could get on a practice squad. I think Cole Pinsek's going to have a hard time, though, with his lack of size. He doesn't have a lot of height and measurables and, NFL as a center. You got to be pretty big and physical, and I don't know if he could last in that league. But he got a good opportunity. Siante Evans still hasn't signed with anybody yet, which is kind of the shocker. He told me yesterday that he's talked to three or four teams, and they're kind of weighing things out. It's hard to read what that means, if he has options or he doesn't really have good options or what, because typically guys sign those free agent deals pretty quick in the game. And they don't extend them out. But, yeah, that one was kind of a surprise to me. I think between that group of guys, though, that are free agents, you would think that, two of them would probably get a chance to at least be on a practice squad.
We discussed this yesterday. Of all the teams you could land on with Chip Kelly being the coach at Philadelphia, I would think that would be a good thing and a positive for Taylor to maybe have a better chance, or does that play into it at all?
No doubt. He's so unorthodox, and Chip Kelly's so unorthodox that I think the two of them together, if you were to draw up a scenario, that would be the best scenario, because Chip Kelly is not the typical NFL mind. He's not going to go off, he's not looking for the Andrew Luck pro-style offense. He's doing something a little bit different, and, that's where Taylor Martinez could come into play. Because when he's at his best, we know what Taylor Martinez looks like, and people tend to forget he was the 2012 All-Big Ten first-team quarterback over Braxton Miller, voted by the Big Ten coaches. So he is a talented athlete when he's healthy and he's at his best. The problem is he's been prone to being slowed down by injuries and really only played about half of his career at Nebraska at 100%. I felt like the foot injuries and other things on him have limited him so much in his career, but when he's healthy, we know how dangerous he can be.
How's the Husker staff handling the rise of Monty Harrison's draft stock in baseball? Is there an overwhelming feeling that it's going to kind of go the way of Bubba Starling, or they still feel confident that he might still actually do baseball? Or play football?
Yeah, I think, originally they were pretty optimistic and that things looked very good for him to come to college, because Monte told them that, and people around Monte have. But when you start to see these draft predictions of him being top 20 overall, first rounder, it's a long shot. We know the kind of money you're talking about in that situation. You're talking millions of dollars that he's going to be given here if he's in the first round, and it looks like he will be. So if you're realistic about things, it's tough to see him coming to play football with that kind of money given to him. But you just never know. Every kid's different. Monte's very hard to read, doesn't say much. They are, obviously, that's why they took four receivers in the recruiting class, because they knew that there's this chance with Monte Harrison's situation, and they lost a lot of guys from a year ago, and they want to make sure they have enough people in the mix. But the good thing is you've got some walk-ons now, like Brandon Riley, who have stepped up big time, ran the fastest 40-yard dash on the team at 4.41. So they've got some other guys that have emerged that you maybe weren't expecting to emerge this spring on top of the recruits coming in.
Couple minutes left here with Sean Callahan. Boy, Johanna Guyfon out of Central Catholic is getting a lot of press here, and we're starting to look at some in-state players for 2015. Talk about where Guyfon is starting to open some eyes here with some of the places he's went, and anybody else in-state we need to be keeping an eye on.
Well, yeah, Wyoming just offered Guyfon over the weekend on Saturday, and he just posted a really long film on Huddle, updated his highlights, and it's my understanding, if you go and watch it's an 18-minute highlight reel. If you go and watch the whole reel of Guyfon, and by the end of the season especially, he was at a different level, just dominating the line of scrimmage. And I think Wyoming is really hoping that they can get this kid up there, and he's going to be a perfect fit. And he's one of those type of guys that when he gets in that program or any program and puts on the weight and lifts weights and trains, he's going to be 280, 290 overnight. And he's got such physical, natural gifts that I think – people are just starting to realize, and it will be interesting to see what other teams come in, because as we saw with Riker Fife and Sam Fultz, not very many people come to Grand Island or the Central Cities to recruit. They might pop in here or there, But it's you don't get a lot of the Iowas or Iowa States and those type of teams that come out to make the extra effort to go the 3 or 4 hours out there to see kids. And I think Wyoming's hoping they really found a guy here and they can get him locked up here this summer with that first offer. He's already visited out there. I know Brian Arp, Ohio, is very high on him, and he's in Kearney here. He was at the Rivals camp as well. And I think Ohio could offer Arp here soon from what I've heard. So keep your eyes on that. So those would probably be the two in the central cities. Jessup Workman and Beatrice is another guy, that's gotten a lot of interest as a linebacker. I think he's going to get some Division I looks. There's the kid in Seward, Adam Holtorf, who has a K-State offer. C.J. Johnson, if there's a Husker offer to come, I think C.J. Johnson will be the guy. That's Cluster Johnson's son at Bellevue West. But it is a good year. I think there are a quality group of 10 to 15 prospects out there that are definitely going to go Division I or FCS.
And just getting back to the draft, because Guy Fawn, now a lot more eyes will be on him than they've ever been. And now for Nebraska, it's never too early to start. These guys are already looking at the draft for next year. And Amir Abdullah, we already knew, hey, he's going to be good. But a lot of people have Randy Gregory top 10, first round. How can this affect maybe how he, he's a college kid. I can't imagine any college kid doesn't read a little bit of the newspaper clippings. Do you agree that Gregory could be top 10, and what's he got to do to keep that spot?
Well, yeah, he definitely can be. I mean, I think he would have been a first-rounder this year if he came out. And I know the scouts kind of told Rick Kaczynski that as well. The thing that he does is his hand. He uses his hand so well, and he has that speed off the edge. Scouts just love his ability because he can play in a 4-3 or a 3-4 as an outside linebacker or a 4-3 defensive end. And I think that versatility makes him so attractive. Because the NFL, uses both those defenses, and he can play in both of them. And the fact that he led the Big Ten as a first-year player in sacks is huge. He had 10.5 sacks, I believe, last year, 11.5 sacks, and there were three or four other sacks that should have counted that did not count. I mean, he had, two sacks called off because of penalties. He had another 2 0-yard sacks that, since they weren't for negative 1 yards, they went for zero. They didn't count as sacks. So realistically, he's a guy that had 15 sacks last year, and he could have challenged Trev Albert's sack record for a regular season sack total. I think he had a huge year. And I think the way he looked this spring, I can't imagine him having even, that he's going to have that same type of year again for Nebraska, I think.
And finally, I don't know if we'll talk again before the end of the month, but Big Red Weekend coming up, a little on that.
Yeah, Nebraska's going to have two of them this year. And the way it works, their camps kind of go over about an 8 or 9 day period. So the first week on that weekend, they'll host one Big Red Weekend, and at the end of camps on the final weekend, they'll have another one. So they're going to do two weekends. And really what it is back in the 80s and 90s, maybe early 2000s, you would have your camps, and a lot of kids would come to your campus. Well, now kids don't have to go to camps anymore that are high profile because they already have offers. Well, this at least still gets kids on Nebraska's campus during the camp month in June and lets them meet with your coaches and spend time. And that's how Nebraska used to always get a lot of their guys. So I think they've done a good job of altering that, because realistically a kid with 10 Division I offers doesn't need to go to your camp anymore like he used to have to do maybe in 2003, where I think now it's so different. And the key is just getting kids here to Lincoln, and they've created this event to make sure they can try to get guys here and kind of build a recruiting event around it.
All right, Sean, hey, we'll let you get back to your day. Thanks for all the knowledge, as always, and enjoy the summer.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys.
Take care. Sean Callahan with an assistant from Daughter Kit today here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Damon Day. Huskers, they're making some positive news, too, I think, of this whole draft process and where they're at right now. I think everything pretty good.
Yeah, like you said, it's a cyclical thing, and there are more teams, and those are some of the things that people, I don't think, take into account when you start to look at the draft boards and everything like that. But it does, the Big Ten looks good moving forward. It's good that Randy Gregory is getting the attention. I think that's something that the Huskers need, as a shot in the arm with some of these higher-profile prospects, and I mean that's what these kids are looking for, is what's going to get me to the league, what's going to get me to the league. And I think the more guys you have doing that, you know, I think there was a big bump when Ndamukong Suh went and did his thing, and so I think the more that you can get that first round talent, that high draft pick, that just infuses recruiting, that gets excitement in recruiting, and that helps you land the guys that obviously is going to help in land the recruits that you need moving forward.
Well, the Doug and Daddy Show rolls on. Our TNL recruiting update brought to you by TNL Irrigation Systems. TNL's hydrostatic drive offers many features not available on electric pivots, and unlike the stop-and-go action of electric models, each tower on a TNL system moves continuously. This is especially beneficial on low-pressure systems where uniform water application is critical for irrigation applies fertilizer, herbicides, and pesticides. Chances of a TNL tower getting stuck are reduced because of the improved traction that continuous movement provides on wet, rough terrain. It is TNL Irrigation Systems worldwide, 65 countries, and serving you from their worldwide headquarters in Hastings. When we come back, a little track, Randy Bauer of Pleasanton, and more. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia as well. Stay with us.
So you work late, golf, play ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just have made happy hour, I've got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour for everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
Since the dawn of time, the land has been nurtured, first by the hands of nature and then by the hands of man. Farming is a way of life here. Today's farmer has a feel for the land, a knowing touch that shows in the riches of the harvest. And for years, they've depended on CHS Agri-Service Center to help them. CHS is a locally owned and locally controlled, so the people behind the counters and on the phones are the people you've known for years, people you can rely on. There's a CHS Service Center near you, and always here at chsagri.com.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares. OneRocky.com.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport... done right.
After drawing away from the field in the Kentucky Derby, can California Chrome continue his amazing run in the Preakness?
California Chrome into the final furlong. He's got a 5-length lead on his competition. It is California Chrome in front.
Tune in to find out. The 139th Preakness Stakes this Saturday.
Catch all the action beginning Saturday at 4 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Throw it away. Forget yesterday. We'll make the greatest game. We won't hear a word.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Nebraska baseball tonight playing at Creighton. Not a convenient game for the Huskers, considering how this Big Ten schedule worked out with a Saturday through Monday, followed by a Thursday through Saturday. If you're coaching tonight, Darren Erstad is going to say, hey, we want to win. But I expect to see a lot of backups tonight, don't you?
They're in a precarious spot. They need to win. They're in a precarious spot because they're rolling. I mean, and you don't want to lose momentum heading into your biggest conference weekend of the season this weekend with Illinois. I mean, some people say if you look at the national pundits and read the college baseball, I mean, this weekend between Illinois and Indiana is for an at-large bid. I mean, it is truly because people don't feel like the Big Ten is going to be a two-team at-large bid. And then if Indiana doesn't win the tournament, then you even got a bigger Harry Carey or situation involved. So they got a big four-game stretch here to end the regular season. And I don't know if it's really that. I don't know the points structure in the at-large or whatnot, but I can't see him, not going after this game just like any other. I mean, I know what you're saying. You want rest and all those types of things, but it's tough this time of year because there's just not a lot of time for rest.
7:05, go time tonight at TD Ameritrade Park. Let's keep things rolling here on the Doug and Daddy Show in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Randy Bauer, the head track coach at Pleasanton, joins us. We're going to be with them up at Broken Bow tomorrow. Amherst, Anselmo Myrna, Ansley Litchfield, Elm Creek, Overton, Pleasanton, SEM, Twin Loop, South Loop, Sand Hills, Thedford, trying to get qualified for state. And Randy, good morning. Thanks for the time.
How are we doing?
Well, great to catch up with you again. How jacked up is the team for tomorrow? It looks like we might get some decent weather to run in.
I hope so. It's not been the best here lately to practice in, but they're pretty excited. We've had a good run here lately, and I think we've got a lot of kids that could have a chance of qualifying for state.
Well, let's start with your girls, because I know they've been struggling in sports just because of the turnover here, and it's cyclical, especially when you get to Class D, and sometimes the boys get a little bit more love than the girls, but they have really had a pretty good spring so far for you.
Yes, they have. They got runner-up in conference, and then they tied with Axtell at the Elm Creek meet the other day. So they are pretty pumped, and they're pretty excited. That's fun to see.
Well, let's let the fans out there know, and for those that haven't been able to see you guys participate yet or may see you for the first time tomorrow at districts, talk about some of the leaders on your girls' team and where you expect to do well tomorrow.
Well, first of all, our senior Mallory Pates, she's been doing a great job. She threw 38 feet, 3.5 inches. Twice, and the school record is 38.4, so she's only a half inch off, so hopefully she gets that tomorrow, and she's leading in the shot. Taylor Nichols has been throwing well, too, and she's sitting about fourth, I think, right in there, but I think she can get a good throw tomorrow. I think she went to state last year, so that should be something. And then our 100 and 200-meter runners, Autumn Pritchard, she's sitting third and fourth in the 200. So she has a chance to get down there. And then in the 400 meters, we have a freshman, Kayla Stubbs, who's ran a 62.1, and she's setting first, so that's kind of exciting. And then I noticed after our Elm Creek meet, our 4x4 is setting first with a 4.33, and that consists of Brianne Zimmer, who's a senior and a leader, and then Amanda Bailey, and Autumn Pritchard, and Kayla Stubbs. So that's kind of neat to have a relay in a 4x4. I don't think I've been here for a lot of years and never had anybody go to state in that relay with the girls. So that's kind of something they'll be working for tomorrow, too.
What about continuing on the girls' side? What about the rest of the field? Do you see yourselves as being one of the teams to beat, and who else is going to be towards the top with you?
Well, I think Ansley Litchfield will be for sure the heavy favorite. They have the Reynolds girl, the Shauna Pates girl, that does really well, and they can pick up a lot of points, you know, third, fourth, fifth places right in there. So they'll be the team to beat, I think, and hopefully we can kind of see what we can do. You know, you never know what's going to happen at district. Sometimes the people get tight and they don't do as well, or sometimes they really excel. So hopefully we're to that point, and some of these girls are going to really want it. I know they've been working hard, and like you said, they've been down in sports here lately, in volleyball and basketball, and now track. They're kind of exceeding, and that's going to help out next year, too, you know, with the rest of their sports.
Randy Bauer, Pleasanton track coach, with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Randy, what about some of the other events? Maybe if you're not strong particularly, but what's two or three that are kind of loaded in this district?
Well, the triple jump is loaded. I think to qualify for state, you have to be 33.10. And I have a girl that's setting sixth place with 33.1, so I think she just got to go 9 more inches and she could automatically qualify. But that's a pretty tough field there. And then the sprints are tough with the Reynolds girl, like I said, and the girl from Trampy from Amherst is really good, too, in the sprint. So, you know, it's going to be a tough meet, and it'll be fun. I mean, there could be some third places going just on times, because I think it's going to be very competitive with Twin Loop and South Loop up there.
How's the boys' field look?
Well, the boys' side, we have John Cochin. He's setting second in the shot. He's through 47 feet, and we, you know, the Bartling kid from Elm Creek is through over 51 or 2 feet. He's really out there. So, and then an Eberly kid from North 2 has been throwing well. But I think John has a good chance to go to state in a shot, hopefully. And then on the 3,200-meter, Blake Eckout is sitting in third place, I think, with his time in the 3,200 meters. So hopefully he gets a chance to go down there. He's never qualified before, so that would be kind of neat. And for the boys' side, you know, we'll have to have something special happen to get any more down there probably.
Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda, Damon Day with you here on ESPN Radio. We're talking with Pleasanton coach Randy Bauer. Coach, I'm just looking at some of the times here, and it looks like there's some pretty good runners at both Twin Loop and South Loop. Does that make them the favorite in the team field?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think Anzi Litchfield will be up there with the girls there. They have a lot of talented teams, too, and I think they've went back and forth with their conference up there. But you know, I just hope we can place where we need to and get some extra second or thirds in there, too, to help out.
Randy, let me ask you the blunt question here. I know a lot of times people look at maybe the D7, the D8, or whatever number you want to put behind it, but the districts that are in this area have kind of fallen off as far as being able to bring home medals when we get to state. It looks like these two districts that will be at Wilcox and especially up there at Broken Bow maybe stronger than they have been the last couple of years?
Yeah, I think you're right there. I think they're very competitive, and I was talking to the Axtell coach that was going down there, and then Bertrand also has a tough district over there that they have, and I said I was kind of glad where we were at when I started, but then after I see the field, I don't think any one of them would be the place to be. I guess we're just going to have to see what happens.
Well, Coach, we will let you get back to preparing. Have you got them all set? Have you got everything turned in? You know what you got to do, or do you have that last-minute decision in the morning?
No, I think we pretty much got everything ready to go. I think that's good, and I kind of told the girls what they're going to be doing and the boys, they just need to really get pumped up for that relay. So,
all right. Well, we'll head the buses and the vans up towards Broken Bow, and we'll see you up there tomorrow morning. Thanks for the time.
All right. Well, thanks. And it's always an honor to be on your show.
Hey, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Always great talk with Randy Bauer, longtime coach, working with the athletes over there at Pleasanton, as we say for many times. No matter what the sports year is, couldn't do what we do here at Platte River Radio without the coaches and their help. Again, tomorrow, the A and D meets will be going on. As we said, we'll be both at Wilcox and at Broken Bow, giving you reports throughout the day here on ESPN and Classic Hits. Also, the D9 is at Bertrand, and that pretty much covers everybody in our area. The D6 is over at Friend. That has some of the eastern schools in our area. The D5 is at Osceola. That has a few towards the northern portion. And, of course, then in Class A, Hastings is headed to Papillion, where they will be in the A4. Kearney is hosting the A1 with Kearney, Grand Island, Norfolk, Columbus, Bellevue West, Omaha Central, Omaha North, and Omaha West Side. And then classes B and C, Adams Central, Loup City, Wood River, Hershey, they are hosting most of the area teams. And tomorrow we'll talk with Wood River track coach Kevin Mayfield about their district.
You know, as a guy who enjoys sports and considers himself a connoisseur of sports, the only thing I know about track is in 1984, Carl Lewis was really good. And did Edwin Moses never get beat?
The Olympics.
Yeah. You know, and I know Usain Bolt's fast. But, you know, I remember Ben Green was it Ben Green from Canada who was really fast and then just failed his drug test. I mean, you know, so it's kind of one of those. So, unfortunately, I know it's track season and whatnot, but I just have never actually paid, you know, gotten to actually get involved in track.
Well, it's good to see the Bulldogs doing very well there and getting better. And I think when you look at this district, you see Elm Creek, Overton, that's a lot of the boys. You look at how the teams did in football, basketball, and all the other sports that lead up to track, and you just kind of assume that they'll be the best tracksters. That's not always the case.
Yeah, but that's what's great about high school is, like you said, it's a cyclical thing where, oh, hey, our freshmen are, those boys are looking, you know, those boys, those girls are looking pretty far advanced. And it kind of just carries over from sport to sport to sport when you see that athleticism.
The funny thing is, because I think I hear this in track more than any other sport, you'll be walking around, you'll see a time, all of a sudden you'll hear somebody in the crowd, somebody in the press box go, who's that? Who, where? And then they always, it must be a freshman. And usually it is. Coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show, we will have our Troutman's Tuesday trivia. And so stay with us for that. We will give away a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. In fact, we might just do that going into the break right here. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. If you've not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible. And today's question has to do with the NFL draft. Since 2000, how many Nebraska Cornhuskers have been selected in the first round? Since 2000, how many Nebraska Cornhuskers have been selected in the first round of the NFL draft? 888-455-3776. We'll take a break and be back with more after this.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle. And so I came here it's like a it's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better, just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it because you're back to 100% and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
Purchase a membership to the Hastings Museum and feed the family dinner for free. June 3rd is membership celebration at the Hastings Museum, and you're invited with a renewal or new membership purchase. Members will also be the first to see the new summer exhibit, Cruise in the Fossil Freeway for free. And members have the opportunity to buy tickets early to Mysteries of the Unseen World 3D, the new film for this summer. Members also receive discounts on summer fun classes for the kids. More information at hastingsmuseum.org. Life up close.
High school district track meets will be held this Wednesday and Thursday across the state of Nebraska, and we've got you covered right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. On Wednesday, it's Class A and D meets, and we'll have live updates from the D7 at Wilcox and the D8 at Broken Bow. Then it's B and C on Thursday. We'll have live updates from the C8 at Loup City and the C9 at Wood River, plus complete coverage of the state meet in Omaha next week. It's high school track coming your way here on ESPN.
Instead of dealing with a bank, let us work for you. Hastings Federal Credit Union, the only member-owned financial institution in the area, offering checking, savings, auto, or mortgage loans too, with lower fees and truly personal service. Serving the financial needs of those who live in Adams, Clay, Fillmore, Knuckles, Thayer, and Webster counties. People helping people. Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings. Online at hastingsfcu.org. Equal housing lender, member NCUA.
This week, the Royals battle the Rockies at the K. T-shirt Tuesday starts at 7:10. Come early to get a limited edition Be Royal T-shirt presented by Metropolitan Community College to the first 10,000 fans. Wednesday is school day at the K, presented by the Fox 4 Weather Team. Area students attend weather class in the morning with a game open to the public at 1:10. Tickets at royals.com, 1-800-6-ROYALS, and Hy-Vee.
Be Royal, Kansas City. Be Royal.
Sunny skies in our forecast for today. It's expect breezy north winds with high temperatures in the low 60s. And we'll have partly cloudy skies tonight with a chilly low down to 35. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Sam Donaisky. Right now it's 52.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, congratulating Matt Steinbrink. He was the winner of Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Our question was, how many Nebraska Cornhuskers have been selected in the first round of the NFL draft since 2000? And the answer, 4. Prince Amukamara was part of the 2011 class, Ndamukong Suh in 2010, Adam Carriker in 2007, and Fabian Washington in 2005. In fact, Nebraska went from 99 to 2004 without a first-round draft pick. There were some drafts where they had many more players drafted than others. In fact, 2011, Nebraska had a total of 7 players drafted, 6 of them 4th through 7th round. So I guess is what it is. Last year, just 6th and 7th. Rex Burkhead in the 6th and Damian Stafford in the 7th this year. 2nd for Stanley Jean, 3rd for Spencer, and 6th for Anunua. Here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, Midway wants you to join their team. We're going to have Andy in studio later this week to talking about the chances not only to drive, but to help with their team, if you're looking for an employment opportunity with the great Midway Auto Dealership crew, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, where right now they have over 75 new trucks on hand, and they are looking for your trade-ins. As you know, folks are always looking to move their trucks, their pickups. Some folks like to have them for a year or two and then trade them back in and kind of keep going. Some people like to ride them into the ground until they can't move anymore, but there's always a need for pre-owned vehicles, including trucks, and now they're paying top dollar, as always, for your trade-ins. Don't forget as well that you can visit their website at thinkmidway.com to see the great inventory of nearly 500 vehicles, whether they're new or pre-owned, and you can see them on their lot as well. The Midway Auto Dealerships, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. See the gang today. So do you coach Little League?
I do the day program.
How's that go?
5-year-olds, 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds, and then UNK Lopers and members of the Kearney American Legion baseball team kind of coach. And it's not really a – I don't want to – it's not. It's more of just an opportunity to play baseball. We try to give them the basics and try to coach them a little bit. And just, you know, we're bigger about having fun with it. This is, you know, most parents – you know, don't understand, you know, baseball is probably the toughest sport of them all to learn and learn the different rules and what all means what. And that'll come in time. And it's a motor, you know, it's a motor skill and it's not an easy motor skill to adapt. So you're just trying to kind of teach them where to stand and do some things. We try not to overcoach it.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of let them go play, have fun, do their thing. There's always the 10% who are over the top parents that don't get it, and then there's the 10% that could care less. But for the most part, there's the 80% of all parents that really enjoy it. And so, you know, I have a completely different take on youth baseball than probably the majority of people, just being around and listening to the studies and watching the studies. And so, over the top dad and over the top mom just really set me in a bad mood type of to a discussion when I get the old, you know, we're not keeping stats.
Yeah.
No, they're 5.
No, we know what the score is.
Yep. You know, is there a win-loss? Is there an all? When's the all-star team decided? You know, all those good things that people, I tell people the stories of. This is some of the things that I've been asked as the daytime leader. And it's, and you look at the person and you're like, really? 5? Stats? Hey, whatever you would like to count. You know, because it's a humbling. I love it. It's one of my favorite things to do throughout the summer is to be involved with youth baseball because the game means so much to me, and I just think the game teaches so much beyond just the baseball side of it. But it is a trying thing to deal with parents at times.
Grand Island baseball will take on Bellevue West tonight for the A6 district championship at Ryder Park. Most of the districts yesterday were pushed back because of the weather. Tomorrow, our Loper Link, Westburn and Michael Colgate, UNK Golf, first Division II national final. He'll make the tournament. He has made the tournament, and he will join us tomorrow. Maybe you can get some pointers.
I heard he's good. When you shoot that number at that type of course in that type of tournament, you're good. You're a good golfer.
Former Loper defensive end Elijah Nadai has also signed a free agent deal, this time with?
Cleveland Browns.
There you go.
There's my end.
Way too much Cleveland. Way too much Cleveland on today's show. So let me bring up another Cleveland. LeBron James, 49 points last night, playoff career high.
Didn't score 50.
Missed that free
throw.
It's
not 50.
Missed the free throw with 1 second left.
Choked it with a second left.
Missed a free throw with 1 second left to get 50.
I've decided that because of ESPN's 30 for 30 and whatnot, I'm going to go out on the limb and let everybody know I'm a bigger soccer fan than I am basketball fan.
Oh, God.
I enjoy watching that stuff, that soccer stuff.
Hockey?
Yeah, I don't get hockey though either. It's hard to watch on TV to figure out where the puck is and all those different things. And I liked it back in the day, if people still remember, when they had the orange dot where they highlighted it and then like the shot,
fans.
Yes, that's like my favorite thing on golf is when they have the drive tracker. I love that.
Can you imagine if they did that with mine?
Oh, that's it. Big old swinging hook. You know, that's what I was talking about. Like with mine don't look like that. Mine's like low, yeah. Kind of got a little trajectory and a hop tour type of thing. So I think technology is cool on TV, how they have all those different things, but it never like comes to fruition. Like whatever happened to the fluorescent football? You remember that?
Wasn't that an XFL deal?
No. Actually, in 1990-something, early 1990s, they tried it where the ball was yellow, where the seams were. They tried it in high school football. So,
let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here, where Tony is just banging you. It was Ben Johnson, not Ben Green in track. Come on.
See, that's what I'm saying.
You like soccer, and you don't know who Ben Johnson is? Really?
That's the thing. I don't know. I have a disclaimer at the beginning of the show that states that I am not a radio-trained personality. So the fact that I butcher somebody's name, they can sue me for libel. So whoever Ben Green is right now, I apologize for accusing you of using steroids, Ben.
Oh, my goodness. It is election day, so do your duty. Get out
Does
there.
Does that mean the commercials end after today?
We can only hope. Although, in the media. We do like election time because they do pay for those ads. Not a lot, but they do pay for them. That's why you hear them so much. They're fairly cheap, kind of. It's some government regulation deal. But we'll see.
I love the guys who are like, we're going to end Obamacare.
Every one of them.
I'm going to end it.
Give me another reason to vote for you. I said that a couple times.
I'm going to end Obamacare. Well, okay, I appreciate you saying it, but you're not going to. I mean, it's a law. It's like the law of the land. Like, you know, you need like 2/3 of your colleagues to do it. It's like I'm just going to end it.
I'm going to step in, and I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Hey, we want to thank Randy Bauer, Pleasanton track coach. We also want to thank Sean Callahan of Husker Online for joining us today. Wes Burnt, Michael Colgate, UNK Golf on our Loper Link tomorrow. Kevin Mayfield with Wood River Track as we continue districts. We'll be up at Broken Bow and a lot more later this week as we get close to the Preakness. Joe Drape had a lot of people ask, hey, how come you didn't have Joe on for Kentucky Derby week? Well, we just are moving him around. He's on Thursday for Preakness, and also Dan Hartlib, Illinois baseball coach. We'll have Gino Bucola back on Friday. The Preakness is Saturday, so we've got that for you as well. And I guess that's it, Damon. Enjoy your afternoon, man.
Thanks, pal.
See you next week.
Yep, see you next week.
On the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.